This conference is being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Phoenix. I welcome you for being on this meditation today for currently Tropical Storm Gustav, who yesterday was a hurricane at a Category 1 as it passed over Haiti. I want to first say that I am so grateful that you chose to show up today at this mid-afternoon time on such short notice, that you felt the call to make the difference, to be part of this sacred circle. You know, when I say sacred and sacred circle, I'm letting you know how much I value that you chose to become, to do, to connect with your divine, higher, holy self, because the word sacred means holy, to do divine work through you, through each of us, individually and collectively today, for more than the hurricane or the tropical storm Gustav, but for the people and land that appear to be potentially threatened by the hurricane's winds and the effects of the hurricane, for the world, and for ourselves. Today, on our call, excuse me a second, you can always mute your telephone by hitting *6, but that's for on or off. The call is being recorded, so you can play it back again. At this time, let me give you the access code, so I won't forget to do that. It should be available soon after we finish our call today. The code, the call-in phone number for the playback of the recording is 641-715-3409, 641-715-3409. And then the access code is the same code you used to get into the call today, followed by the pound sign, 106-422-0, 106-422-0-pound. Today, as we do in each meditation, you'll have an opportunity to interact directly and personally when we're doing the meditation, as well in your, as your spoken word to Tropical Storm Gustav, to share inspirations that come through you, thanks, prayers, message, even chant. So this will be our opportunity to really thank him for the healing that he is really bringing. It's never what it appears. It's not about the storm. It's about the healing, the truth, the peace. Our intention is twofold. First of all, to transform Gustav, to dissipate his energy and intensity and direction. Currently, he has downgraded from yesterday as of 11 o'clock East Coast time today. He is now a tropical storm versus a hurricane. He is 110 miles west of Port-au-Prince, 125 miles southeast of Guantanamo, Cuba. He's on a course that appears will be skirting the southern southwest side of Cuba, just going below it. Currently traveling west-northwest direction. Actually, they say, technically they use the word near, meaning he's less than 5 miles per hour right now, whereas before he was at 9 or 10. He's expected to be around the Cuba southern borders for the next, through Friday actually, maybe Saturday, so in the next 1-2 days to get over to Cuba and then stay there through Friday and maybe Saturday. Maximum winds right now are 60 miles per hour. He's expected to become a Category 3 or 4 as he gets closer to warmer water, as he approaches the western end of Cuba and may go into the Gulf of Mexico. I say may because we know that with our thoughts and intentions, we can help transform whatever appears to be real. So it doesn't matter what they say. I'm just saying, telling you that's what they say, but it's not necessarily what is real. The focus for us in terms of why do we do this is not to change a storm. It's to mitigate the effects. The concern is really about flash flooding, and landslides. There are a lot of countries that are poorer than America who do not have, or they have over-processed the land and have created dangerous situations for the people who live there that result in flash floods and landslides when there is a lot of rain, and they're expecting potentially 25 inches of rain. So, and this could cover through Jamaica and Cuba in the next couple of days, although he's far north of Jamaica. So our first intention, transform Gustav by dissipating his energy, intensity, and direction. And when we talk about direction, it's always about shifting the direction to the least destructive place. And we're also, the second intention is to transform ourselves. We who have come here know that when we open ourselves up to be divine vessels of love and peace, we become more of that every time we do that. We cleanse our own personal storms. It's like we're transforming our own selves as we do this, individually, collectively, and in the greater good. It only takes a certain number of people doing these kinds of things on a regular basis that we hit some number that's the right number. We help transform world consciousness, humanity, to be really aligned more with love than fear, with growth and positive versus destruction and lack. So I really thank you for being here. Today's message from God came from the book Message from God, page 98, is integrity is aligning yourself with God's will. And I asked what that really meant for us on this call today, on this meditation. It's really about asking us to let go of our own will that shows up in our thinking and our ego and those type of actions when we react to external circumstances, for our lives to be prosperous, to be who we really are. Not just when our lives are prosperous, when our lives are healthy, when our lives are filled with love, that means everyone we care about and think about, it transfers. And to do this, it's about our being whole. Integrity is about being whole, one with our higher self, not separated. And when we do that, when we are coming from integrity, is aligning yourself with God's will, you are aligning yourself with the source of pure love and possibility. We are asked to be love, to feel love, think love, speak love, and act love. And that's what brings us together today. So if you're ready, I ask you, I know some of you have already done this, to go inside. We'll begin our meditation now. And if you will, open your arms up like they're incredible angel wings. And when you do, feel your heart expand. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe into the source of the life force flowing through you. See this incredible green sphere inside of you spinning. Inside of you, it spins clockwise. See this beautiful green light spinning wide open. Feel the love and light inside of you. And see around it all this golden white light sparkling all over. As the sun outside is inside of you, and its center is green light. See all those golden white light rays spinning around the center of green light that resides in you, in your heart center. Breathe consciously, calmly, in and out. And as you do, see and feel this golden white green space opening up, pulsating, growing larger and brighter inside of you. See and feel the rays extending out in all directions, filling your entire being, every cell and atom of your being, with green healing light, sparkling with golden white light. As each cell is touched, it opens to this green light. And anything that's other than pure God essence simply dissolves under grace. Focus on your heart center and see the light extend across your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your fingertips. Feel the energy pulsating in your fingers and your palms of your hands. See that green light emanating from your fingers, surrounded by God's golden white energy, pure healing energy flowing through you. Be one with that light. Be one with that energy. Be one with that love. Now see it flow down to your legs, from your heart, to your stomach area, to your hips, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your ankles, your feet, your toes. Feel your toes twinkling almost as the light enters them. And see 10 rays of light shooting out from your toes, and a huge ones as if they were anchors into Mother Earth from the bottom of your feet. Just be one with this pure God essence flowing through you. And know that every cell and atom is radiating divine love, divine peace, divine oneness. And come back to your heart center, to the sphere of green light circled by the golden white rays. And see those rays now shooting up through your throat, your mouth, your nose, your crown chakra, your ears, and coming out all your open areas, your mouth, your nose, your ears, your crown chakra. And every part of your being is filled with this golden white light, the core essence of green energy, pure heart love. And now look around and see that you are in a globe of green light, sparkling all around with golden white light. Just be there. Be one with the energy of divine love, pulsating from your heart, and see it all around you, inside and out. Pure peace, pure health, pure wellness. Extend your view and see each of us on this call in our green globes, and allow your energy that's flowing through this divine energy flowing through you to extend out and connect with each person on this call. So we are all now sharing a single green globe of pure love essence surrounded by golden white light. We have become a star essence. Feel the magnitude of love flow in and through and around you now. Be one with that love. Focusing on your heart center, feel the love flow through you, connecting with the heart center of each of us on this call. And from your heart center, spinning out clockwise 10 billion megahertz of green light. And our focus is Tropical Storm Gustav. From our heart to his heart, the center of the storm is our focus. sending 10 billion megahertz of green love light, seeing it spinning clockwise into his heart center, reaching his soul. See and feel and be one with Tropical Storm Gustav. As you send this light, you see and feel it going into his heart center, and then he's receiving it, 10 billion megahertz of green light spinning clockwise. See and feel and know that as we are, Gustav is a child of God. He is life force. As we are, as the energy we are sending to him right now, continuing to send it in a clockwise motion and see it going slower and slower and slower. And we know as we have come, he has come to fulfill his life purpose. Feel the love for another being, another child of God, as you send 10 billion megahertz of green light spinning clockwise into his heart center. From your heart center, from our heart center. And as you do, see him slowing down even that much more. Spinning, we go clockwise because generally the storms go counterclockwise. Our sending it clockwise slows it down. And see around him where he is now and where he believes he is headed to. Cool, cool waters. Gentle, cool, calm, slow-moving waters. Deeply cool waters. And the wind is a breeze. It's not a gust. It's a breeze. It's a cool, gentle breeze. It's calm. It simply feels like a person walked into the room. And that the showers are lights. Light, gentle, cool, decreasing, ever-decreasing showers. And see the light of God all over the entire scene. No matter what, the light shines through. It's simply drying everything up, transforming the energy to pure love and light for the highest and best good of all concerned. Feel that love pass through you, pass through our collective heart, as 10 billion megahertz of green light spinning clockwise, touching and passing through Gustav's center, his heart, his soul. And he's receiving our message of love, and everything around him is cooling off, going slower, calmer, more gentle, starting with him. And we say we bless you and thank you, dear Gustav, for receiving our message and hearing our request that you decrease your intensity and choose a direction that is truly for the highest best good of all concern and is the path of least destruction. We send you lots of love. At this time, I'd like to share a message from Tropical Storm Gustav that I received just minutes before our call today. I came to bring peace. I know it doesn't look like it, and yet it is true. To be at peace, one needs to take the right action, inside and out, as an individual, as a family, as a business, a corporation, an industry, as an organization, as a city, state, or nation, as a world humanity. Each time any of us comes, we bring the same message. Only when it is understood and enacted will the hurricane storms of life cease. It is not enough to look at other storms. Everything we witness is an opportunity to see a mirror of ourselves. Death and destruction is not my intent. However, they are a reflection of those who have not taken right action. Those who personally have passed have chosen to sacrifice for the greater good. It is our intent to open your hearts and minds to take right action sooner than later. Then truly there will be peace on earth. Thank you, Gustav. As you send out 10 billion megahertz of green light spinning clockwise to the heart and soul of Gustav, this is a perfect time to share your thanks, your prayers, messages, inspirational healing. If you'd like now, please share your message of thanks to Gustav.
Thank you, Gustav. We are grateful.
Yes, I'm grateful. And I like to send my heart song to Gustav and all of you, which is totally in compliance with the will of God. And It sounds like this. I am love. I
back into your heart center. Stay focused on the green light surrounded with God's golden white rays all around you. Continue to send 10 billion megahertz of green light to Gustav's heart center, seeing him as a child of God who he is, knowing that he's heard our message and our request to take the path of least destruction. And from this place, I ask you to join me in saying to Gustav, from your heart center, from our collective heart center, recognizing who he is and his higher purpose for being here, I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I love you.
I love you.
Say it again from your heart center. Reach in deeper. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Take one more conscious breath into your collective heart center and send out 10 billion megahertz of this golden white green light spinning clockwise into the center of Gustav's heart and soul, sending love, sending respect, sending thanks, sending blessings, sending acknowledgement and honor. And now extend it to the region in the Caribbean, Jamaica, south of him, Cuba, slightly north of him, coming to his, well, right now it's just west of him, will be maybe south, north of him, and the greater region, the Gulf of Mexico. Just fill that whole space with a wider amount, if you will, of 50 billion megahertz of green light. Let's up the ante here. Really just douse the whole area with God's healing energy and see the whole terrain filled with love and light, filled with cool, cool waters and air. It doesn't take much, a couple of degrees. 1, 2, 3 degrees cooler. That's all it takes. See that happening as you send out this pure love and light from your heart center, our collective heart center. The green light just cooling everything down, cooler and cooler and cooler. Half a degree at a time, that's all it takes. 1 degree. 1.5. 2 degrees. 2.5. 3 degrees. The air is cooler. The water is cooler. Across this entire region. We thank you, God, for bringing us together, for allowing us to be instruments of your peace, of your will, of your love. We bless you and thank you for bringing us Gustav, so we again know your will and become one with it now, under grace. When you're ready, look around. Thank everyone on the call, heart to heart. And breathe into your own heart. Reconnect with your heart. Bring your heart and soul back into your being. Now under grace. Slow, gentle breaths. Feel your heart again pulsating inside of you. See the green light inside of you and the golden white light all around it, knowing that you are one with the divine source and all is well. Feel that love inside of you. Thank your physical being. Thank your higher self. As you've thanked each of us for being here. And when you're ready, come on back. And let us know that you're here.
Yes, I'm back. Thank you, Phoenix. And so
thank you, Phoenix.
Thank you, one of you, White Star Hunter.
Thank you all.
It was most beautiful and soothing.
Mm. Thank you all. You are a blessing for each of us, for the region, and for humanity. I thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.
I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.